Okay, so first I was watching you, actually you and your dad, putting through, when they're doing special teams, you're going through like visualization drills with the quarterback. Talk about how important that is for this offense, that the quarterback is picturing what the scenario is.
Visualizing the post-snap read is what we do a lot, just because how much defenses move around before the ball is snapped, and it's so important to be able to think as fast and process information, you know, in a matter of a second. So that's all that is. Do a lot of drill work just with moving parts, give them different plays and where their eyes are going to go as soon as the ball snapped, depending on the movement of the other side. So that's more important than, you know, sometimes other things we do. All the physical stuff, of course, you know, your technique, that's always something you got to stay on top of. But that's just as important, if not more important.
So that drill where you have them doing rapid fire, catch, turn, throw, catch, turn, throw. What is that for? Quick slants? Is that for the, you've got to be able to identify and go? What are you trying to train?
Again, we try to simulate. We try to get in their mind as far as exactly what they're looking at as far as a play is. And, you know, it could be a three-step where we're reading inside out. You know, we're reading the defender, and they got to catch and throw. So there's no wasted movement, and they're getting the ball out of time. And other times when it might be a, you know, a five-step read, but all of a sudden there's a, you know, hot linebacker coming where they have to replace it right away. So all that is just getting their bodies trained where they're catching, throwing, and again, just not wasting any movement.
How much has the offense changed since you ran it at Western Michigan? I mean, is it fairly similar from the quarterback standpoint?
It is. You know, there's a couple additions, of course, every year. You like to throw one more little wrinkle in here with a certain concept here and there. But for the most part, as far as just the, you know, the groundwork of the offense, the base of the offense, everything is really the same. The staples of it and what we're looking for in the route game. Not much has changed, but, you know, every year we just experiment with something different.
I've heard in interviews before your dad say that in some instances he wants his quarterback making a play, not changing the entire play, but changing something at the line 40% of the time. 4 out of every 10 snaps, he's going to change something from the play call that comes in.
Yeah.
How important is it when you're evaluating the quarterbacks of, you know, who can make those reads? Is that film room? Is that out here? What's that?
It's both. It's both. You know, in the film room, you know, we play the game in the film room as much as we can, and the answer's got to be quick. You know, if a kid's thinking about it too long, we're too late. Because of the amount of responsibility we put on the quarterbacks in this offense, we always recruit smart kids that can do it. You know, because your brain's got to think fast, and it's all preparation. You know, these kids really prepare; they visualize it, and that's the whole name of the game. Is we, you know, go through, and we just always train ourselves, give ourselves a formation, and then give yourself a play, and then give yourself all the different options that are going to come to you, and then have a plan of attack with what you're going to do, run game wise or pass game wise. So, yeah, it's got to be a, it's all mental, and it's got to be a fast process.
Do you know what your game day role is going to be yet, or how that'll be split up offensively, or who's doing what, who's in the booth, who's downstairs?
We have not discussed that yet. Made a final decision on who's going up and who's going down. You know, in the previous past when we've done it together, I've been up top, he's been down. But either way, you know, we're going to make it work.
Will it be similar to how things were at Western Michigan? I guess. And it was his offense. He was the head coach and mainly offense coordinator, and you were co-offense. Is that how it worked there? So same type of thing. You think you'll implement it the same way?
Yeah. You know, I think it's a completely different role. Before, previously as a head coach, you got to worry about the whole football team. And, and now, you know, just focusing on the offensive side where he can be ingrained more on just what's going on, you know, with us. So it's different in that aspect. But as far as us, just the give and take and with the ideas and what we're seeing, you know, because we're just splitting up exactly, you know, what we're looking at. So we're always going to have different ideas. And really the rest of the offense staff, too, is going to have ideas. And we're all going to, you know, come together, you know, in between series at halftime, make the adjustments we need to make. Ultimately, it's just it's a unit effort.
Yeah, my last question is where's Wes at? Where do you think he's at? You know, we're 3+ weeks from the season.
Right.
You know, I know there's a lot of the – mental side to this offense and reads and everything else, where do you think he's at?
Really happy with his progress, and to be honest with you, his mental capacity is sky's the limit. You can put a lot on his plate, and you're going to get what you want. He's a very, very quick learner. A guy you can teach something to, and it's going to be done right on the field the same day. You know it's going to get done. So he doesn't get phased mentally. That's what's fun about coaching him, but it's not him. It's, you know, for Wes, it's more just getting on the same page with everybody else. You know, it's more trust in the guys, especially the young guys. We're trying to get him with them as much as possible. He's pushing everybody, you know, try to get on the same page as much as we can. So it's more just about everybody as a unit with Wes. I think Wes can handle a lot, but Wes is only going to go as far as everybody else is going to go with him.
Yep.
And he knows that.
Yep. Okay, I appreciate it, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.